Good afternoon and welcome to University of Missouri Extension Connection, your connection to Missouri's land-grant-based research institutions. MU Extension is the outreach program of the University of Missouri and Lincoln University. This is Jim Humphrey, Field Specialist in Livestock, with today's program. The MU Forage and Livestock Town Halls are gearing up for another series of weekly meetings for producers on Thursdays of each week at noon. Each week will feature a weather report from Pat Ganan, our state climatologist, an educational topic, and will answer producers' questions that come in throughout the week. These meetings are being hosted on Zoom again this year, but we are also simulcasting these meetings to YouTube. If you want to participate on the Zooms, we ask that you please register at the MU IPM webpage. No registration is necessary for YouTube, and this video will stay posted after the town halls have completed. Next, spring is here. And what a welcome sight. By now, most beef producers with spring calving cows are on the downhill side of calving season. With most input costs increasing significantly, the challenges facing beef producers are significant. With this in mind, beef producers need to be as efficient as possible. Now is not the time to shortchange your spring calving females that are raising a calf and trying to rebreed at the same time, since most cow-calf producers want as many breeding-age females as possible to become pregnant early in the breeding season. Keeping adequate nutrition is one of the most important factors in getting these females pregnant on time. An Oklahoma research trial illustrates the impact body condition score at calving time and at breeding time has on the rebreeding rate of your herd. Cows that maintained a body condition score of 5 or above had a rebreeding rate of 94% versus cows that fell below a body condition score of 5, which had a rebreeding rate of just 73%, which is 21% below those with a 5 or above body condition score. If you have 50 cows, this would be 11 less females bred with 11 fewer calves to be sold next year. Based on this data, a producer could justify purchasing several tons of feedstuffs to ensure their breeding age females maintain at least a body condition score of 5 through the breeding season. We know pastures are starting to green up nicely, but you may want to continue providing additional feedstuffs as needed to ensure your breeding age females maintain at least a body condition score of 5. A good way to know the quality of your hay and feedstuffs is to take a sample and have it analyzed at a commercial feed testing laboratory. Next, breeding soundness exams or BSE exams for your herd bulls are a priority you should consider. They cost around $100 per bull. This is an easy form of insurance and is relatively inexpensive compared to having open females this coming fall. Breeding soundness exams should be performed 30 days prior to the breeding season by your local veterinarian. If you desire further information on this or any other topic, please contact your local University of Missouri Extension Center. University of Missouri Extension programs are open to all. Thank you, be safe out there, and have a great day. This is Jim Humphrey, Field Specialist in Livestock for University of Missouri Extension with today's MU Extension Connection program.